Oh, thank you.
Mr. President, it's my great honor to be invited as a panelist to address this thematic session on NSA issue. I hope the discussion today will help further deepen CD members' understanding and consideration on the NSA issue, and will contribute to the early start of substantive work in CD in this regard. Mr. President, non-nuclear weapon states undertake not to develop or acquire nuclear weapons. Meanwhile, the demand not being threatened by such weapons and such security assurance should be defined in a legally binding measure. This is a justified and reasonable demand, security demand. The non-proliferation obligation of the non-nuclear weapon states and the NSA obligation of the five nuclear weapon states are the two sides of the same coin. Hence, NSA is not a favor granted by nuclear weapon states to non-nuclear weapon states. Instead, it is a critical measure to prevent nuclear proliferation and to safeguard the international non-proliferation regime with NPT as its cornerstone. China is of the view that the fundamental solution to the NSA issue is the complete prohibition and thorough destruction of nuclear weapon by nuclear weapon states. Pending the realization of this goal, nuclear weapon states should unequivocally pledge no first use of nuclear weapons at any time under any circumstances, no use or threat of use of nuclear weapons against non-nuclear weapon states and nuclear weapon-free zones unconditionally, and should conclude an international legally binding instrument in this regard without delay. This is the most effective way to address the NSA issue and the most realistic measure for nuclear disarmament under the current backdrop. Meanwhile, in order to address the justified security concerns of non-nuclear weapon states, China has been appealing to the five nuclear weapon states that the role of nuclear weapons in the national security doctrine should be diminished, and the nuclear deterrence policy based on the first use of nuclear weapons should be renounced. No country should be listed as the target of nuclear strikes, and no country should be aimed with the nuclear weapons under the control of these five countries. Mr. President, China came into possession of nuclear weapons against a very special historic backdrop in the 1960s. Since the first day, China has been actively advocating the ultimate complete prohibition and thorough destruction of nuclear weapons, and always adhering to the doctrine of self-defense. China's nuclear policy based on this doctrine is remarkably open and transparent among the five countries, which equivocally pledges no first use of nuclear weapons at any time under any circumstances. And also, we pledge no use or threat of use of nuclear weapons against non-nuclear weapon states and nuclear weapon-free zones unconditionally. Therefore, China's NSA policy is the most clear-cut, thorough, and reserved among the five nuclear weapon states, and with no conditions at all. While unequivocally announcing and unswervingly upholding this policy and pledge, China also reiterates and confirms them in various political and legal forms, accommodating to specific situations and claims of relevant regions and countries. For example, China has signed and ratified the protocols to all nuclear weapon-free zone treaties that are open for signature. And in the 1990s, China already confirmed its security assurance to the countries that voluntarily renounced nuclear weapons after the end of the Cold War. The most recent example is China's efforts on the protocol to the Treaty on the Southeast Asia Nuclear Weapon-Free Zone. China has consistently and actively supported the efforts of ASEAN to establish a nuclear weapon-free zone, and is among the first countries that reached the important consensus with the ASEAN on properly addressing the remaining issue of the protocol. And China stands ready for the signature of this protocol. This January, as the coordinator of the P5 process, China actively facilitated the consensus among the P5 in Beijing on renewing the dialogue process between P5 and ASEAN with a view to sign the protocol at an early date. So as to provide NSA for the parties to the Southeast Asia Nuclear Weapon Free Zone Treaty in a legally binding manner. We are delighted to see that the Secretary General of ASEAN had a successful visit to the CD this Tuesday and gave his statement. Bangkok Treaty is one of the key issues he mentioned in his statement. And to his statement, CD members responded positively. Later that afternoon, the P5 and SG had a dialogue in Palais de Nation. Both sent out a clear signal of the readiness to restarting the dialogue with the aim of signing the protocol at an early date. China will continue to play a positive and constructive role in this process. Mr. President, to obtain unconditional and legally binding security assurances is the aspiration shared by non-nuclear weapon states. NSA is one of the core issues on the CD agenda, and the negotiation and conclusion of an international legally binding instrument on this issue remains unfulfilled. Many members, particularly the G21, believe that the CD should give priority to this low-hanging fruit. Consensus reached in the past NPT review processes and the Security Council Resolution 984, as well as all other Security Council resolutions aiming to reaffirm and strengthen NPT as a cornerstone of the international non-proliferation regime, should serve as the fundamental guidance for the CD to make further efforts on the NSA work. With the evolvement of the international political and security environment, non-nuclear weapon states are earnestly demanding and urging nuclear weapon states to make timely, positive, and comprehensive adjustments to the NSA policies. The Chinese delegation will, as always, support the CD starting substantive work in order to conclude a legally binding instrument at an early date. We believe efforts in this regard should uphold three helps. Help to consolidate and strengthen the international non-proliferation regime with the NPT as the cornerstone. Help to enhance CD's authority and effectiveness as the only multilateral disarmament negotiation forum. And help to advance CD's substantive work on negotiating and concluding international legally binding instruments. The Chinese delegation is ready to work with all parties with the aforementioned principles and spirits to make further efforts on the NSA issue. Thank you, Mr. President.